Hi, I'm Dick Stein. Nancy Leeson and I have been making the most of our time stuck at home with flour, water, and yeast, but we both admit that some of those projects have been going to the dogs. Here's the story on today's Food for Thought. Well, Nancy, as I'm sure you're aware, hot dog bun hoarding has been rampant. And this is an opportunity for me to rant about hot dog buns. There's no good middle ground. You can either get the regular supermarket ones, which are crummy and fall apart, or you can go way uptown, you know, and get these fancy schmancy
brioche roll.
No,
I love
brioche
those.
Rolls. Brioche for a hot dog bun. It's like putting a tuxedo on a gorilla. So I decided I would make my own hot dog buns.
How'd they come out?
I used the King Arthur flour recipe. Man, they were great. They were Chicago-style poppy seed hot dog buns, and we had these really good Costco dogs.
Yeah, I love those.
With that neon green Chicago relish I made, and I just got such a big kick out of making my own hot dog buns. They were better than any hot dog bun I ever bought in a store. One thing I've been able to do while stuck at home is do lots more baking than usual, at least till I run out of flour because it's been getting harder to find.
And if you buy a large package of yeast, as I do, you can take out what you need and put the rest in the freezer where you can leave it for up to a year. It'll still work. Just pull it out as you need it.
Yeah, more than a year. I bought a big package of SAF yeast, and I've had it in the freezer maybe 2 or 3 years. No kidding.
Wow.
And it still works great.
Yeah, you know, I always keep a lot of flour around the house, and now I'm really sorry I don't have even more because I haven't been shopping at all for over a week. And when Max said he wanted some English muffins, I said, why don't I just make some? So I went to that Bread Illustrated book that you and I like. There was the recipe, and I just took off and did it. And I thought they were better than anything I've ever gotten from the store.
Wait a second, Nancy. Better than anything in the store? Better than the English muffin gold standard Thomas's English muffins?
Well, yes. But though I'll have to admit, the Thomas's has far more nooks and crannies. The recipe was basic other than keeping it in the fridge overnight, so I had to wait an extra day. I think next time I'll wait 2 days in hope of better nook and crannization.
For those that do have flour and yeast and water and salt, baking's a great way to pass the time and have some fun and save your trip to the store.
And over the years, you and I have often talked about making various kinds of breads, a no-knead bread, which I've been making regularly, bagels. And a round of flatbread dough will keep in your refrigerator for well over a week, and you can pull it out as you need it. You can roll it out for pizza dough. Max been making these Armenian stuffed flatbread. He's chopping up whatever he can find in the fridge, some kale, some yu choy one day with a little onion and spices. It's delicious.
Well, I've been doing a lot of baking, a couple of New York ryes, a batch of bagels, and we used the last of this olive bread that I made for a de Groot. Really getting old, and there was one slice left, and it was pretty stale, and she said, you know, I bet this would make great French toast. I was a little dubious about that, but I said, go ahead. So we soaked it in the usual egg and milk and a little cinnamon, vanilla, that kind of thing, and griddled it off. I said, well, what do you think? She said, well, the parts without the olives aren't too bad.
You know, I'm just sorry that Mac doesn't like bread pudding, which I love, and you could use the leftovers for that. But we have found out something that our dogs really like. We call it dog toast. When there's some stale ends, he just toasts them off like croutons. The dogs are nuts about them, even better than milk bones.
Well, over the years, you and I have done a lot of shows about baking. We're going to put some links together to some of those FFTs. And because I am so proud of them and simply must brag, in this week's post, I'm going to include a beauty shot of my fully loaded hot dog buns.
And I'll have a photo of the bread I made for my dogs.
With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Our baking projects are going to the dogs.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
I want a hot dog.
Stein.